roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Scene 104.
All right, let's get to War of the Roses. We welcome Dina to the show. Hello, Dina.
Hey, everybody.
So I don't want to add any pressure or anything, but today is Valentine's Day. It's the one day of the entire year where I think people actually want a happy ending on War of the Roses.
Yeah, well, that's what I want too, so.
Well, good point. Okay, so who are we putting to the test today?
It's my boyfriend, Mike.
Okay, and before we get to what Mike did, describe him to everybody the way you did in the email you sent me.
Yeah, okay, so Mike and I have been together for about 2 years now. You know, we've had a couple little bumps and whatever where we decided to take a break, but we always end up back together.
Right. And you said he's a natural flirt, right?
Yes. Yes. He is, I mean, just naturally a very charming person, very smooth talker. So I think part of me is always kind of keeping an eye on his behavior because he's the type of guy I could see a lot of other women going after.
Okay. And speaking of that, explain what happened recently.
Okay. So I have a friend who works at she serves there, and she told me that she saw him there a couple weekends ago, like acting super flirty with this girl. So I was just like, okay, can you get a picture or video for me so I can see? And she that day ended up being like one of the only servers working. She had like 15 tables, so she didn't have time to get that, but she told me it was definitely him, and he was not acting like somebody who did have a girlfriend.
Okay, and I wanted to read this part of your email you wrote, because I've never heard a woman say this. You said, I understand he's only a man, I'm only a woman, we're not married, and he's going to flirt. I don't mind that, as long as he always remembers who his number one is, which I imagine that's doubly important today on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, out of all of the days, if he doesn't get it right today, then I feel like we're going to have a serious problem, you know? Plus, also, he did just move in with me, so if he knows what's good for him, he'll make the right choice.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to call Mike up. We'll tell him we want a dozen roses for a Valentine's Day promotion, and then he can send them to whoever he wants. Then you're going to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we start, I need to ask if you're okay with us putting all of this on the air.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Morning. I'm calling to speak with Mike please.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. So listen, the reason I was calling you is to let you know that the Visa Rewards is doing a nationwide promotion today for Valentine's Day. And because you're a Visa card user, you can send a free bouquet of a dozen roses to anybody you want. And we pick up the tab. So it's absolutely free, but the promotion is for today only.
Shut up. For real?
Yes. It's a special promotion that we decided to do with our partners over at 1-800-ROSES. You know, we wanted to do something nice this year on Valentine's Day to help our customers, you know, spread the love.
That's awesome. So how does it work?
It's really easy. You have to download the 1-800-ROSES app and set up a profile. Or if you just want to shortcut it, I can take care of everything over the phone right now, make it super easy.
Yeah, let's do that. Over the phone.
Okay, perfect. So the only information I need from you is the name and address of the person you want to send the roses to. So let's start with the name, please.
Okay, so her name is Dina. It's spelled D-E-A-N-A, and her last name is...
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card attached. So what message did you want to put on the card?
I'm not the best writer. Let's just say happy Valentine's Day. So what... How many flowers come with this? Just a dozen or?
Yeah, it's a dozen roses.
Okay, so that's...
How many is a dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 12.
Okay. This is going to be a weird question. Is there any chance I can get 2 sets of flowers? I mean, I have a Visa, so I'll pay for the other one.
Okay, so you want 2 dozen roses.
Yeah, is that possible?
Are they going to the same person, all of them?
No, I want to give one to the person I gave you, and then I want to give a second set of roses to somebody else.
Okay, so who did you want to send the second flowers to go to, the second set?
Michelle, and then her last name is C-R-E.
And what message do you want to put on this card?
Just put the same thing, Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, so now you've got all your bases covered, I guess.
Yeah, the first one's for my name check, and then the second one is for kind of my backup plan.
Oh, the backup plan. Wow. Okay, well, you know what? Whatever works, I guess.
You have a backup plan, then? You want to explain this to me?
Oh, snap! Yeah, wait.
Hello?
What?
Oh, God.
Michael.
Okay.
Do you want to explain this to me, why you feel like you need a backup plan?
Who is this?
This is your girlfriend, in case you forgot what my voice sounded like. You know, the one who let you move all of your shit into our apartment 3 weeks ago, and now you have a fucking backup chick?
Whoa.
I'll tell you what, I got a backup plan for you. Why don't you back up a moving truck to my front door? Why don't you pack your shit back up? Why don't you move your lying ass back up to your parents' house until you decide how to be an adult in a relationship? Your ass needs to grow back up. That's what you need.
No, I didn't even mean that. That's not what I meant at all.